Usually. Yud Aleph Nissan, Tuesday the 16th of April, Rabbi Chaim Rappaport, Pesach, the obligation of women in the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder.
Good morning, Moirai Rabbeisai. With regard to the mitzvah, the Raisa of Matzah, the Gemara says explicitly, notwithstanding the general principle that all mitzvahs are seishas man grom anoshim paturos, Matzah women are chayev, and the reason for this is because we learn out from the Pasuk in Parshas Rei, Capital Tazayim, Pasuk Gimel, Lo seichel olav chomet shivas yomim teichel olav matzahs lechem moini, kol sheyashnei bebal teichel chomet, yashnei bekumechel matzah. And therefore this Hekesh teaches us that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah Midaraisa. And of course, Pesach, Matzah, and Moror all go together, women are mechuyev, in Moror as well, Midaraisa b'zman habayis, and Midarabonon b'zman hazeh, when we're only chayiv by Achilas Moror Midarabonon, and Hukshu, Pesach, Matzah, Moror, Hukshu, Zarazeh, they're all governed by the same rules, the same principles govern all these three mitzvahs. What about the mitzvahs that are born on of Pesach night? So
because the women are
the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuf Chesam at Beisam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Noshim Chayovos Ba'arbo Koisos Mipnei She'afin Hoi Bois Hanes. Women are obliged to drink the four cups of wine because they too were included in the miracle, and this is the same Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi who makes the very same statement in Megillah Daf Daled Amud Aleph in relation to Megillah, and in Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph in relation to Neder Chanukah, the Noshim Mechayoris Mipnei She'afin Hoi Bois Hanes. What does it mean, Mipnei She'afin Hoi Bois Hanes? So there's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Pashtus, the Pshat is that they were also saved by the miracles that Hashem wrought for Am Yisrael on these occasions. But there is also another Pshat in the Rishonim that Avein Oibes Hanes means that women were instrumental in bringing about these miracles, so that in Pesach it was the women who assumed a pivotal role in ushering the redemption, as the Gemara says in Seita, Daf Yud Aleph, B'schus Noshim Tzidkoni, Shabbos Hador Nigla V'Seinu Mitzrayim, and by Chanukah it was Alidei Yehudis, and by Purim it was Alidei Esther. Esther was the heroine of the Megillah, and she brought about the Geulas, the Geula from Achashverosh and Haman, and that's the Avein Oibos Hanes. But we've missed out, Rabbosai, one mitzvah that we have not discussed at all. May anyone suggest what that may be?
Seba.
Not a Seba. Well, we didn't discuss a Seba, and that's like interesting in its own right.
Sukkah.
Hallel. No, on Pesach night I'm talking about.
Sippur,
Yitzias Mitzray. Sippur, Yitzias Mitzray is a mitzvah deraisa. All women chayiv a mitzvah Sippur, Yitzias Mitzray. Mitzvah deraisa. Ostensibly, that means the Hanocha Keduma, the presupposition would be no. It's a mitzvah sasei shas man groma. And women should be potter. I women are chayiv b'matzah, that's because there's a special limud. Kol she'yeshnu b'bal teichel chometz, she'yeshnu b'kumei chol matzah.
Women could be potter. The mitzvah is written in the masculine, but he comes to Torah.
Yes, but you don't need that. It's most of the Torah's mitzvahs are written in Loshon Zocha. Yeah? Mitzvahs which women are chayiv as well. Yeah? But the reason is because it's a mitzvah sasei man grom, and that would be the poshta reason. However, we have two rishonim who state explicitly that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, two rishonim who state that women are chayiv, one who states it explicitly and the other who states it implicitly. Who are they? The Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Chof Aleph states explicitly that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam does not say so explicitly, but it l'chayra should be derived from the Rambam. Because if you take the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, And at the end of Mitzvah Saseh, of the whole list of Mitzvah Saseh, he says like this. Of the 248 mitzvahs, there are 60 that apply to all people all the time. That means, he says, people that are living in normal conditions, according to the normal Holoch Yelech, they are mechuyev in these 60 mitzvahs, shishim mitzvahs, which will apply to all people all the time. Of these 60, he enumerates, and included in them is halachas tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah. Even though tzitzis and mezuzah you can be potter from, because if you don't have an abbag, it's shalab akamfis. But he says, if you're living in normal conditions, and of course, Zechirus Maaseh Amalek, for example, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, 60 mitzvahs. At the end of the 60, he says, and there are 14 of these from which women are exempt. Ozlas Yad. You take off, you deduct 14. So there's only 46 from which women are chayiv. In the 14 that he enumerates from which women are exempt, he does not include the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, basic mathematical deduction will teach us that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So even though he doesn't say it explicitly, we have the Rambam and the Chinuch saying very clearly that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The question, however, is why? We still haven't answered the question. It's a mitzvah saseh she'hazman groma. So, I saw that Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Negros Moshe Erechaim, Chileke, Simon Chof, suggests that when we say, Kol Sheyeshne Bebal Teuch Lechomets, Yeshne Lechum Echel Matzah, Hu Hadin, Kol HaMitzvah Sanoi HaGos Boisa HaLayla. That applies to all the commandments. So Matzah, Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim, but that's very strange. Matzah is one mitzvah, and Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim is another. We don't find a hekesh between Matzah and Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim. Pesach Matzah Moreh, we find a hekesh. What's the basis for this? I also saw the Mari Kohen, what? So that means that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has got to be B'Shas the Matzah Moreh, but it doesn't mean the Kol Shechayev B'Zeh Chayev B'Zeh. It's a T'nai in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yochum Mirish Chodesh has to be B'Shosh Yesh Matzah Moreh, but it's not a Hekesh. The Gemara, I saw that the Rebbe Tzalel HaKohen Mivilna, the author of the Haggois at the end of the Vilna Shas, Mari Kohen, in Psochem Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis, says that we can learn this from the Pasuk in Shemois 13:3, where it says, Zocher es ha-yom hazeh she-yitzosam b'Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk finishes, V'lo ye-ochel chomitz. So he says that just like we have a hekesh, kol she-yeshne b'baltechel chomitz, yeshne b'kum echel matzah, who adin we have a hekesh here, kol she-yeshne b'baltechel chomitz, V'lo ye-ochel chomitz, is mechuyev in the Zocher es ha-yom hazeh she-yitzosam b'Mitzrayim. Which is also very mechudesh, because this is Droshes Haksuim, which is usually the exclusive right of the Chachmei HaTalmud. But after Chasimus HaShas, we don't have the ability to expound new halachas, normally, that's the rule of the thumb, from our own Hekeshim. Otherwise we could generate numerous new halachas. So I'm looking for a new reason as to why women are chayav b'Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim according to the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, and I would like to suggest the following one, that this is based on the Kasha of Tosfos and the Terutzim of the Rishonim.
Where's the Tosfos?
I will give all the Marim Mekomos, Mirtz Hashem. No reference shall be left behind. So, Tosfos and Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis poses the following question. Why are women not chayav in the midst of Sukkah? Surely, Afhein Hoya Beisanes. Leman Yedu Doyle Sechim Kivasu Koise Shafti is Bnei Yisrael Beitzios Meretz Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Sukkah should apply equally to women. Afheino Yemesanes. Tosfos in Sukkah says that the reason that they're not chayiv is, you want the Dibur HaMaschil is Dibur HaMaschil Hoyu, because Afheino Yemesanes only applies to mitzvahs which the Rabbonon made, not mitzvahs which are midiraisa. In other words, there are two types of svara, I'm being masbir, in we have in Gemara. Sometimes you have a svara, the Gemara says it's such a strong svara, lomeli cross svara. It's a compelling svara, it's a logical imperative to the extent that it takes the role of, it becomes a deraisa. Yeah? Halakim also saw them, Yosha, the svara is compelling, it becomes a mitzvah deraisa. Sometimes, however, there's a svara which is a svara, But it's a plausible sora. Odi Yodanish. The Chachomim, when they made their mitzvahs of Megillah and Chanukah and Arba Kodesh, they said, because of this logic of Anoshim Avinu Beisanes, we are deciding to include women in these mitzvahs. But the fact that this should operate on a deraisa level, that women should therefore, because of this svara, become mechuyev mitzvahs, which al pi Torah, according to the kolim of the Torah, women are potter from, it won't work. Won't work. So women are potter from the mitzvah of sukkah as a result of this. This is said in Tosis and Sukkah, and also the Mordechai and Megillah and Perik, in the first Perik. Yeah. And the Mordechai adds that it is for this reason that we need a special limud to tell us the women are chayav matzah. Because if we were to say that the Savor of Achin or Yubosanes applies even to Mitzvah Teraisa, why would the Gemara need to learn out from the Hekesh of Kol Shiesh Nebebal Teichel Chometz Yesh Nebekumachol Matzah that women are Mechuyiv to eat Matzah? Typically, let them say, Poshet, women are Mechuyiv to eat Matzah because Avein Oye Beis HaNes. By Yoy Pois HaBosek, Hashem Yitzim HaMitzayim, Mugus Matzah, Kelly Chometz, end of story. Zok de Mordechai, Ben Maraya, that Avein Oye Beis HaNes doesn't change the game when we're dealing with Mitzvah Teraisa. And that's why we needed a special limud. Why attack a woman with chuyuv to have matzah? Because of the limud. But where there's no limud, then women are potter, and therefore by sukkah women are potter, even though there's a svara of av hein hoyubos anes. That's what the Mordechai says. However, we find in Tosfos and Megillah, daf, dalad and dalad, that same daf, a different view. He quotes it in the name of Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, one of the Balei HaTosfos. Doesn't turn up so often. And he says that actually Av Heino Yobos Anes would be good enough to be Mechayev Noshim in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Why do we need the Pasuk Kol Sheshli Bavol Toich Lechom and Sheshli Bekumach Matzah? Because otherwise we would learn out from the Gezer Shova of Tesvov Tesvov from Chag HaSukkos that women are potter. That means the Gemara says in Sukkot Av Chavches, that there's a limud that connects the first night of Pesach to the first night of Sukkot. Just like the first night of Pesach, everyone is obliged to eat a kazayis matzah, b'erev teichel matzahs, kevo'oi hakosuv chayva, pesachim kuvcho from Adalev. So too, on Sukkot, the first night, whether you like it or not, you mechuyev to have a meal in the Sukkot. But a gezeira shava works both ways. Yes, it's a two-way street. So, if we were to say that women are chayav to eat in the sukkah the first night because of matzah, therefore we should say the reverse. Sorry, if we say that we are chayav to have a meal in the sukkah on the first night because of the gezeirah shava of matzah, we should learn in the reverse as well. That we are women of potter from the mitzvah of matzah, just like the potter from the mitzvah of sukkah. By sukkah it says, b'feirish ho ezra, muti noshi. Knew what you were going to ask in Dafkot Ches. So you can't say that you should learn Sukkah from Matzah, because there's a localized limud where it says, Ezra Chumuti Noshim. B'meila, by Sukkahs, it's clear that women are potter. By Sukkahs, it's clear that women are potter. Therefore, you might have said that who are din by Matzah, women are potter. Why? Because of the Gezeirah Shavah Tesvav Tesvav. Asher Alkein, we need to have the limud. The localized limud that it says in the context of Pesach, to tell us that women are to eat matzah on Pesach. So it comes out that if we look at the underlying logic of Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, take out the Gemara Megillah, the Abdallah, the Medallah, he seems to think that Baal suggests that the Afein Hoya Beisanes applies to the mitzvah deraisa as well. And in other words, for him, but the svara is such a strong svara that it's good enough to produce a chi of the raisa. Where, and I was looking if I could find anyone that would find it befurish, so I found in the Zman HaGoinim, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, there's a sefer called Halachas Gedolos from one of the Goinim. It's known as the Bahag. The Bahag writes in Hilchas Pesach the following. Even though they're exempt from all mitzvahs, say the Indian Pesach mechayev in bechol mili kegavri. With Pesach, they're mechuyev in every aspect like men. Viruchamiri to destroy the viruchamira to destroy the chometz, umeichal patira and eat matzah, umishte hania bekasa de chamran to drink four cups of wine. Domer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Meshmul noshim chayov svar bekoisar olu sha'af hein hoi boisanes. In other words, for him, Avhein Oye Boisanes is good enough for matzah, it's good enough for everything. Even though the Gemara brings Kol Sheyesh Nebubatoy Chachomet Sheyesh Nebukumachal Matzah, he holds the Be'etzem, you could learn it out from Avhein Oye Boisanes. Why does the Gemara bring the limud? So you have to say, like Rabbi Yisrael Yishushalayim, the limud is only to be mitzi that you shouldn't learn from Sukkah. Or Be'etzem, Kol Sheyesh Avhein Oye Boisanes is good enough to be Mechayev women in all the mitzvahs, as he puts it, Bechol Mili Kegavu. Pardon? If I have time, I will speak about the Seba in the Shia. If I don't have time, I can give you another half an hour after the Shia. This is Achina Ludin. We now have a Svora to say that women are Chayiv. And Taka, that's the Shita of the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch. But Toisvus in Megillah, the main Balei HaTosfos and the Mordechai, and all those other Rishonim who say that Avhein Oye Boisanes only works in Mitzvahs Rabbanon and doesn't work in Mitzvahs D'oraisa, according to them, women may indeed be potter from the Mitzvah of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, at least on a D'oraisa level, at least mid-D'oraisa, because it's a Mitzvah of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, even according to them, we have a raya from another Tosfos that women are chayev midrabbanon. What's the other Tosfos? Tosfos in Sukkah Dav Lamed Ches Amud Aleph Dibur Hamaskel Misha Hoya. The Mishnah says that if there was a man who was ignorant and he couldn't read, and his wife reads for him the Hallel, then he has to repeat after her word for word. Zok Tosfos, because there's no Shemei Koina, because a woman is potter from saying Hallel on Yom Tov. So Tosfos, that's only in the Hallel on Yom Tov day. But Hallel on Pesach night, women are chayiv and they can be moitzi. Why? Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Noshim chayoves barba koises. And then Toises adds the following words, which I quote verbatim. Umestame leitiknu rabbonon arba koises. Mestame lechachomim did not institute the four koises. Elo kedei loimar aleihem halil va'agoda. In other words, Toises is saying that if you chayiv barba koises, then you mechuyiv in Haggadah as well. Why? Because the kois is not just the mitzvah to drink it. The kois, the mitzvah is to drink it, but also, as the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Omid Beis, every kois you have to say something of it. Kois rishon omer olav kiddush hayom. Kois sheni omer olav Haggadah v'halo. Kois shlishi omer olav samozim. Kois revi omer olav halo. Goyim olav sal. By the way, Reb Chaim Briska used to hold the kois in his hand all the way through Magid. From Avodim Ayinu. Yeah? Magid. Why? Because kois sheini oimor of us ha'agoda. We only do it for Birchas Hashed alone. Now, there's a hezbah for our minhag as well. If you look in Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's mashma that the kois sheini, only the halal, I mean, the first part of halal, Birchas Hashed alone, is to be recited over the kois, but not the whole Haggadah. But Akoponim, Pashtus Loshon HaToisus, it says Halal va'Haggadah, that Toisus himself holds, is that the whole of Halal is said, the whole of the Haggadah is said over the kois. So if the whole Haggadah is said over the kois, that means that if you mechuyev in the kois, you mechuyev in the Haggadah, as he says, Le'tiknu arba kois elo kedei lema alein halal va'Haggadah. It's not just a side thing. Since you're having arba kois, there's no dafen shenzog in the Haggadah. It's goes together. Loi tiknu arba koises elo kidei loi maralein halal va'agoda. So if you mechuyev in arba koises, you mechuyev in agoda. Now this wouldn't generate a chiyuv of the raisa upon noshim, but it would at least mean that women are mechuyev in the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim midrabbanan. However, it would be amiss of me not to mention, and what would be the svara? The svara would be like it is for arba koises. And even though Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah of the raisa, but once the chachamim made the mitzvah of arba koises, and they were Mechayev women, so automatically they get mitzvah Gereres mitzvah, they get pulled into the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's have the din of Amira al Hakois. And then we go a stage further, and we must mention a third shita.
The life.
Sorry? They never were upgraded. They never were chayav in Sipi Tzitzis Mitzrayim D'oraisa because it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Groma.
Sure. It's not Shrek.
Pardon?
They were saying, who did Hallel then? Follows. Just now, you said Sipra and Hallel.
Sipra and Hallel, of course.
So the women will be Mechayim and Hallel also?
On Pesach night, that's what Tosafot says. That which the Mishnah says, that women are potter from Hallel, only applies to the Yud Ches Yomim or the Chof Aleph Yomim, the Chutz Loretz, by day. Because that Hallel has got nothing to do with Nisim. That Hallel has got to do with Kvias on a Moed, you have to say Hallel. Yeah? The Gemara asks, why didn't you say Hallel on Shabbos? Why didn't you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Yeah? Because it's a Moed. That Hallel Noshim Apotah from over the Hallel of Pesach Night says, Tosafos, Noshim Omechuyev. Why? Because of that Svara, the Tosafos says that Hallel. That is good for what Tosafos is coming to suggest. There is, however, another Shita which Kefidor, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, in his Sefer Birkei Yosef on Siman Tov Ayin Beis Sif Yudalev, brings the shame of the Beis David, and there are others who say this as well, that women are completely exempt from the Sif Yitzis Mitzrayim. I mean, there's a mocker in the Rishonim for this, because in Maharil, in Hilchas Pesach, it says there that there was Imoy Ziknosei Shel Reb Shloimeh Hoyso Bavayis Echad Levado. The grandmother of a certain Reb Shloimeh was in a home alone. He said, go to your grandmother, have the cups, according to the order, Kiddush, Asher Golonu, everything, with the four cups, but you don't need to say the Haggadah. In the Eishal Avram, in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, Sivov, where the Ramah says, "V'yoyima b'loshen shemavinim anoshim v'aktanim," says in Eishal Avraham, he says that "Ein anoshim chayovas v'amiris hagodah," because it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Groma. Ela chayuva didanhu lahagid lahem nisim nifloys. The reason why the Ramah says that we have to say the hagodah in a language that the women can understand, in Yiddish or whatever language it is not because they are mechuyav midraisa or even midrabbanon. It's our obligation and duty to do so. Shlomo did that when he went home to his wife and children. But for the grandmother, he didn't have a chiyuv to do that for her. She had to be able to say this, it was good enough. Well, Nimtzinu lemeidim, that there are three shittas that emerge from the Rishonim. One is that the chayiv midraisa, chinuch and Rambam. One is that the chayiv midrabbanon, at least Tosafos and Sukkot daf lamed ches amud aleph. And the third is the shitta of which the Birkei Yosef brings b'shem the Beis David, an Achron, and so they shall grow. I'm also an Achron, but we found a strong makor for this in the Maharil, that women are potter legamrei mitzvah sipisis Mitzrayim. The reason is very simple: it's a mitzvah sipisis Mitzrayim. I say, what will they do with Leim Alei and Halva Hagodah? They will hold. It's good enough to say Halo on it. You don't need to say the whole Hagodah on it. And this is so we have three shittas. Aye, what's the mocker for all the shittas? No, to say that the potter legamre actually makes the most sense. You don't need any longer. It's a mitzvah to say Shazman Groma. To say that the chayav midrabbanon good, it's included in the chiyav of Abba Kosis. To say that the mechuyav midraisa, so I told you already what the Bezalel HaKohen Mevilna and Moshe say, but I find them both difficult to understand. However, I suggest that the third mahalach, in accordance with Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, who says that the chayiv, because, who, according to them, we would say that they are chayiv because of afei noyu b'sanes, because according to this shita, afei noyu b'sanes works as a compelling svara to impose an obligation, even on a deraisa level. And that which is not chayiv b'sukkah is for a different reason. And this, we found a source for this in Rishonim as well, Bahab, although he doesn't speak about Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, but he speaks Kol Mili de Pesach, Ke Gavri, and he even includes Matzah, based on Afa in Hoi Bosanes, although the Gemara brings Kol Sheshnim Bo Techachom and Sheshnim Mekumachil Matzah. What's the din Lemaisa? You might say, well, of course, you have to do it. The question is this. Rav Moshe was asked the Shaila, could a woman be Motzi a man? Let's say a man is ill or infirm. For some reason he can't read the Haggadah. Yeah? Not talking about people who want to have equal rights. Talking a person wants to be Motzi the wife. The wife wants to be Motzi the husband. Can she do it? Says Rav Moshe, he paskins that a woman can be moitzi the man, like the Rambam, like the chinuch he brings. And he says, because Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov and Beis Yudalad, the noshim ha-mechuyev in the mitzvahs of Laila Zeh, which he includes Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he understands that to mean midoraisa, although it doesn't say so explicitly in Shulchan Aruch. Lemaisa, he says, a woman can be moitzi the man with everything, exception of one part of the Seder.
Shadrach.
Huh? No. Birkas HaMazon. You're on a roll today, David.
Yeah.
Birkas HaMazon, you can't be moitzi. Why not? Because the Gemara says in Brachas Daf of Chof Amud Beis, Bechlal, the whole year, Noshim or Mechuyim Mitzvahs Birkas HaMazon, but it's a Machlokes whether the Mechuyim, Iboi Dola Yivshim, an unresolved query in the Gemara, whether the Mechuyim Midrash or Midrabon. Why? Either because of Briskesh Chassam to Bessareinu, because of Oretz, women didn't have a chilek by Eretz Yisrael. So it's a machlokes whether the mechuyim midraisim, shayla whether the mechuyim midraisim rabbon. Therefore, women and men are for sure mechuyim midraisim. So therefore, men are women cannot be moitzi the men in Birkas HaMazon, but they can be moitzi them in the Haggadah and the Halal and everything else. And Sholem al Yisrael. Now I said that Bichlal, it's also important to point out Pesach, the important role of women. I was just for a minute to reflect. By Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we find B'schus Noshim Tzidkonius three great categories of women. There were the women that sells, that gave birth to children, even under the threat of the Gezerah. There were the women that were molid the children, the midwives. And then there was another woman called Basya, Bityo Basparoi, who saved. Now just think for a moment, to use a distant analogy, or perhaps not such a distant one, of Nazi Holocaust. There were people, Jewish people, who said, there's no point in having children now in the 1930s. What are you building a family for when the future is so uncertain? And how they were right about the future. And what would have been the biggest crime? The biggest crime would be to, under the Nazi regime, to go against the decree of the government and to keep alive the children, if Jewish or non-Jewish people would do that, be the worst crime. And what would have been a bigger crime still, if a German, and there were few and far between, but still there were some Hasidei Umas HaOlam who took Jewish people and saved them, and hid them in their houses. And these three crimes, quote unquote, were committed by the women in Mitzrayim. These three in Yonim, the wives, they, as the Gemara says, encouraged their husbands to have children, Tachas HaTapuach HaYarticho, and also Yecheved, the daughter of Miriam and Amram said, Miriam, the daughter of Yecheved, said, Zeroscha Kosher Mishalahem, she encouraged her father to have children, even though the future was uncertain. Don't get involved. Just carry on. And then there were the Shifra and Pua, who went against the regime, the tyrant, and the Svetchene Siladim. And then there was the equivalent of those Hasidim Asoilam, the Basya, who was mamish from within the SS, from within the palace. And she went and saved Moshe Rabbeinu, and she... Neulad Mashiach Shal Yisrael, Nitzel Mashiach Shal Yisrael. So it's important to emphasize that by Pesach we see clearly how the Mashiach Yisrael, the Noshim Tzidkonius, and in one case, Elisha Tzidkonius, who was, okay, she was in the sky, but Akoponim came from Mitzri origin, went so far for Hatzolas Kal Yisrael. Now, I suppose the Shia has got to come to Lenka, and I just answered the question about Haseba briefly or not?
Yes.
Haseba. So the Gemara says Noshim or Potter from Haseba, Noshim ain't Sichas Lasik, they don't need to recline. Because it's either because it's not the Derech who need to recline, or because Amos Baila Aleha, she's the dread of her husband is upon her. She wouldn't dare do it in front of the husband. And then the Gemara says, but Amisha Chashuvahi, she needs to have do her Sefer. Now, so the reason why Rosh Hashanah and Potter from the Sefer is not because of any exclusion from the concept of Chayrus, it's due to the circumstantial conditions in which a woman would find herself, either because it's not her Derech Bechlal to do it, even if she would be or because of Amos Baila. But I want to tell you something very interesting. I'll tell you a vort that Rav Moshe writes in that same tshuva that I referred to before, Benegea to Haseba. It says, Noshim apoto, because Noshim chashuvas. But then the Mordechai writes, so the Noshim shalom chashuvas, all our women are choshev. So all our women should do Haseba. Says Rav Moshe, what do you mean all our women are choshev? Everyone's an aristocrat. Everyone is a matronisa. What do you mean call Noshim shalom chashuvas? So Rav Moshe writes the following words. Don't fall off your chairs. He says that what it means is that once upon a time, the women were felt extremely humble before the men. And the men looked down very much upon the women. They were chauvinistic. But he says, thank God, it's already quite a long time, that the men have realized that they're not all that they're cracked up to be. And the women, too, he says, have realized that they occupy important roles and critical roles in life and in the lives of the husbands. And therefore, the balance of position, authority, prominence within the home has changed for the better. For the better. And as a result of that, that's what it means, Noshim Chashuvas Ninu. Our Noshim Chashuvas, because we don't have the same chauvinistic approach. And what does it mean when it says in the time of the Gemara, the Im Isha Chashuvah Hi Tzricha Haseba? He says, that means to women who were living ahead of their times, and the husbands too, had embraced a more modern approach to the role or to the status of women in society, and they had to do Haseba. But the rest, who were still living in the Dark Ages, they didn't do Haseba. If I wouldn't have told you that Rav Moshe said it, and you didn't have an Igros Moshe to look it up, I wouldn't like to think who you would attribute this vort to. But Rav Moshe says this befeirish, in Igros Moshe Oreh Chaim Michelet Kei Simon Chof, that this is the reason why Noshim B'Chayim Haseba. And since I'm on it, I've never done this before, but I'm going to go ahead till 5 past, the first time So if so, why don't our women mainly do Haseba? So the Ramah says, because we rely, the women rely on the Rav Yor. And the Rav Yor says that no one should do Haseba nowadays. Why not? Because Haseba is uncomfortable. Who wants to do Haseba? You've got the arm of the chair digging into your ribs. It's not very comfortable. Haseba, says the Rav Yor, is you sit like a mensch, and you, like Yeshiva Shalom, Haseba Shalom, you sit in a comfortable chair. We are bright and mechitten, and as I drink and nishtips, as I. So, but the other Rishonim all know. The Maisa Haseba has still got a door of Derechirus. So the Ramah says the women rely on the Rav Yor. Shelter the Shaila, why do only women rely on the Rav Yor? Should be equal rights, men should also be able to rely on the Rav Yor. Mamonoshech, either go with the Rav Yor or we don't go with the Rav Yor. So I said the Pshat is like this, and I saw Ka'in Zer from Rishonim Zaman Oemat, but it's a bit different, so I'll say the why I say it. I think it's partial. See, what happened was like this. The men were always doing a Haseba. From the times of the Mishnah. Came along the Mordechai, and he said that, came along the Rav Yor, and he said, no, nowadays we don't need to do a Haseba. Because it's Yeshiva Shalonik Haseba Shalom. So the men kept the Minak. They went to Mizgivim Friya. The women weren't doing a Haseba. Came along the Mordechai in the Middle Ages, and he said, Noshim Shalonu, or Chashuvas. But in the same Middle Ages, the Rav Yor already said that we shouldn't be doing Haseba, no one should be doing Haseba. So the women didn't have a minhag mikadmas to know. They didn't have a time-honored custom of hundreds of years being a seder. But maybe they relied on the Rav Yoh. And I'll be mechazek this by adding that be'emes and we tak a paskin like the Rav Yoh. Because with the eved, if a person didn't do a seder, mi'ikar adin, they don't need to eat the matzah and drink with it again. And the reason for that is given, it says that Ramah says it's nochoin, Shulchan Aruch Rav, it says it's toiv lahachmir. And the Bach says clearly, it's only a chumrah that we would eat the matzah again in the case we ate shalei b'aseh, because be'ikar adin we pass like the Rav Yoh. So because men had always done it, so we're choishish to the shit of the other Rishonim. But for women who never had that minhag, so Mamela, by the time that tekufa came along where the Mordechai Udikavah said, the Noshim Shalon al Hashur saying, there was another view coming onto the horizon which said Haseimah should be abolished altogether. So the women who never did it, Melachat Chila, didn't bother to take it on. And that's the pshat that the women rely on the shittu of the Rav Yoh, Bevirchas Chag, HaPesach Kosher V'Samech, and Zayt M'Moichel, that I was over on Baal Tosif this morning, and Kneger HaVeir Zol Nishan. Okay.